Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a complex system, but at the same time, you know, I think the coaches do a great job, you know, preparing us with their, you know, their presentations, you know, during the meeting. So I think that, you know, allows, you know, each player to go out and play freely and play fast. You know, that's the main thing. You want to know what you got so you can play fast, so you're not out there thinking.
How about your story from maybe where you were a couple of months ago to kind of becoming a little bit of a hero with some of the plays you've made lately?
Right. I just look at it, man, I'm doing my job. You know, I'm blessed, I'm put in position, you know, to make plays, so I'm trying to take fully advantage of it.
Just talk about Michael Turner and the type of back he is and how tough he is to stop.
He's a low center of gravity, you know, thick thigh guy, so you definitely got to get a lot of hats to the ball because you see on film time after time again, he breaks, you know, a lot of tackles. So you really want to control him with the front seven because you don't really want your DBs out there tackling a man that big.
You know, they do a good job controlling the ball offensively. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And when they do that, that means your offense doesn't have the ball. Do you guys feel a bigger urgency to maybe try to create turnovers when your offense is limited in possessions to get them the ball?
Yeah, definitely. I think last game we were minus one. So, you know, we want to be on the plus side. So, we know that's definitely a big deal to us to, you know, get some turnovers, you know, get our offense more opportunities, you know, to score.
And Eric, you talked about Coach was talking about how not buying into the hype that you guys are playing so well right now. How do you go about keeping that confidence without listening to everything that's being said?
I mean, just like he said, remain yourself, be yourself, you know, at all times. Don't, you know, get outside the box and do things that you want normally to do. Be yourself, man, and, you know, enjoy this ride. You know, just a day at a time, you know, meeting at a time, one practice, and then, you know, lay it all in line when the game comes.
What makes Ryan so hard to beat in that dome? He just wins there the last few years.
Right.
What is it about what he's doing that just makes it so hard to beat him there?
That's a good question. You know, a lot of people want to know that. But like I said, man, it's like you said, they tough in that dome. It seems like they always find a way to win. But I think, you know, that game when they played the Saints did a great job. You know, just as long as you hang around, you know, at the end, you can prevail. But, you know, I think that home field advantage, you know, plays a big part for them. But, you know, once you're in the playoffs, none of that stuff matters because, you know, it don't matter where you at or, you know, the crowd, none of that really matters. So, you know.